Welcome to the Edutainer Podcast. My name is Erin Albert. In this podcast, we explore the intersection between education and entertainment. Stay tuned for another episode coming up next. Hey, everybody. It is Wednesday, January 12th, 2022, and we're up tip number 8 on 22 ways to have an amazing new year in 2022. Tip 8's up next. Okay, yesterday we focused on cleaning your office space, making space for the fresh and the new, if it's ideas, concepts, just for your own mental stability to have that fresh, clean space to work in. Today, we're kind of also on the cleaning genre, if you will. Tip 8 is really for you to get a snapshot of your finances today. I think this is one of the most powerful ways that you can plan ahead for your future. One of my good friends from finance suggested this tip to me actually, it was the middle of the year in 2021, and I did it for the first time. And I was so glad that I did it. And so here today, I'm just going to describe for you how to create this snapshot of your financial picture. And of course, there are podcasts out there on how to manage your personal finances. You can Google them ad nauseum and learn all about that. Now, for me, I need to keep it very, very simple. So what I did was I created a one-page Excel worksheet of all of my income and all of my outgoing bills, meaning that I have a list of my assets and I have a list of my liabilities. My friend, who is so wise in the world of finance, said, if you're thinking ahead to your retirement in the future, what you want to do is just take that spreadsheet of all your assets, your liabilities, and then calculate year over year to your retirement age and consider a 3-5% inflationary markup on those assets, assuming that you don't put any more income into the mix, etc. Because one of the things personally that I struggle with all the time, and I've shared this on the Patreon Superfans blog before as well, is that I'm petrified that I'm not saving enough for my own retirement. And being a single gal, it's just me. It's up to me and me alone to make sure that I have stable income and achieve a sufficient amount for the lifestyle that I want to lead in my retirement. And so, yes, there are financial planners out there. And again, there's podcasts and financial planners that can certainly help you with this. But I need to see it very simple and broken down on one page. And year over year, seeing that 5% increase gave me a level of, I guess, comfort, if you will, on where I'm headed financially when it comes to my goals for the year. And for subsequent years. So that's my tip for the day. Super easy template. You know, just gather all your sources of income, gather, you know, the liabilities that you have. Maybe it's a car, maybe it's a mortgage, maybe it's student loans. Subtract those two from each other. Find out what your net value is, and then add that 5% over time to see where you're headed and how long it's going to take you to get to your magical retirement number, whatever that is for you. And everyone has a different number. So I by no means am a financial expert whatsoever, and you should not rely on this tip by any means to plan for your exclusive retirement. That is way beyond my skill set. What I'm sharing with you today is just to simply think of a snapshot, one point in time, where you can take an assessment of your financial situation and move forward to understand if you're headed in the right direction or if you need to make major changes in the new year. And I always think that the new year is a good time to do that. So for example, with my new year, every year, I know it's time for me to call my tax preparer, my accountant, and get my tax, my federal income tax and my state income tax appointments ready to go for the subsequent year. It's really important to me to kind of create and maintain that ritual year over year. Maybe you are lucky enough to use something like TurboTax or whatever the case may be. That's great as long as you're being consistent about it and you have a plan moving forward. So that's my tip today. Basically, clean up your finances. Understand where you are and where you want to go and if you're on track or if you're not on track. And then if you're not on track, how to get that help. You know, talk to a certified financial planner, fee-based only most likely. And there are so many more resources out there that are available in the world of finance. And again, I am certainly no finance guru myself. I'm just sharing with you one tip that I used this year that made me feel a little more comfortable. That's it for today. So tomorrow we'll be back with tip number 9. On the 22 ways to have an amazing new year in 2022. Take care. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Edutainer, Season 6. I'm Erin Albert. You can follow me over at LinkedIn, or you can find me at my website, erinalbert.com. Or, of course, I'm always listening over at Twitter, at Erin L. Albert, or you can find me on the gram at Erin Albert. Also, if you love and want to support this podcast, please go over to patreon.com/theedutainer. You can sign up as a super fan and get my behind-the-counter blog, supplemental materials from the Edutainer podcast, all the way through to my own op-eds on different topics within healthcare, pharmacy practice, education, entertainment. If you truly want the behind-the-curtain scenes on more content around this tiny little slice of podcasting in the universe, head on over to patreon.com/theedutainer. And thanks in advance for supporting.